It's back again. We thought it was dead, but it's back. It always comes back.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to another Potoween. Let's just get rid of the music. Today we have a question for listeners. And it's got to do with a skull and with chocolate. It's a chocolate skull. I think I ruined the surprise. It's got to do with a skull and it's got to do with it's a chocolate skull. There is a company on Etsy called Black Chocolate Co. Purveyor of hideously tasty anatomical wares. And what they do is they make chocolate skulls, which I guess you can just order. And you have to just, I guess, request them custom. So I can't see how much it's listed as, although an article from 2014 said they were, let's see, $113 a piece, which seems pretty crazy. So what they did is they made a mold out of an actual human skull, and then they use that mold to cast chocolate skulls, which then they send to you. I thought this was a review highlighted in here. It's a beautiful piece, and my wife couldn't bring herself to eat it. It's now under a glass dome next to our mummified bat. Oh, perfect. That sounds about right. It's like, yeah, who would want to spend $100 on that, and B, is like, it's so beautiful, I can't get rid of it. So I'm just going to throw it next to our mummified bat, which we have. Someone purchased two as thank you gifts. Recipient confirmed skull was packaged well, was beautifully crafted, and was delicious. Slammed it out of the park on this one. My wife loved it. Her friends on social media loved it. I won Valentine's Day. Oh, boy. Oh, good boy. Oh, you can get a white chocolate skull. That's kind of fun. Kind of looks more like a what you expect of a skull, I suppose. Shipped from far away, yet arrived perfectly. Cannibalism made easy. So detailed and so worth the overseas shipping. We hold a Salon de Mort and did a sky burial of the skull. I used a mallet to break up the skull, and then all the guests consumed the shards like vultures, although we were a bit more civilized than vultures as we paired the bones with raspberry coulis. Definitely a memory for everyone. Hmm. This Potoween is like the weirdos. Ooh, okay. This is a 3-star review. I think for the price I paid, the skull should have been sent in a purpose-made gift box and not in a makeshift polystyrene protective wrapper all stuck together with tape marked fragile. The response was very long. Hi, Louise. The FAQ section does state that skulls are wrapped in cellophane and sent in a polystyrene box. This is to ensure they are thermally insulated, blah, blah, blah. Had we not sent it to that way, it probably wouldn't have made it to you in one piece. We do not make the boxes ourselves, as there are no insulation boxes available in the correct size. It is not stuck together with fragile tape, but fragile tape is taped to the box so the courier knows it's fragile. We're sorry that you are disappointed by the lack of gift box, but the price that customer pay is for the craftsmanship of the skull and the time it takes to make as chocolatiers. This is our main focus. Had we included a gift box as well, it would have been considerably more expensive. I hope you understand. I know I'm not a big fan of like when people like this respond that way. I don't know. I'm just kind of like, you know, seems to me that it's just like, some people just aren't going to like it. I mean, people are dumb. People do not read the FAQ. No matter how how F, the Q's are A'd. They do not read it. But I wanted to, so the chocolate is sent to you, wrap, blah, blah, blah. And their FAQ, do I need a phone number? Who cares? Are the skulls solid or hollow, and how much do they weigh? They're hollow, just like a real skull. The chocolate, however, is thick enough so that they're pretty sturdy, and it will really take some effort to break them. They weigh approximately 1.2 kilograms. So what is that, like 5 pounds maybe? 1.2 kg in lbs. It took me a long time as a child, so, oh, 2.6 pounds, duh. It took me a long time to figure out that LBS meant pounds as a child. And when you think about it, it's like, yeah, why LB? Neither of those letters are in the word pound. Oh, I live in some hot country. Will the skull survive in transit? How long will it take? This is the question that I wanted to bring up. And then ask the listenership what their thoughts are. Question, are the skulls vegan? Answer, the dark and chili chocolate skulls are dairy-free and vegan-friendly. Now, while the skulls themselves may be vegan, I have a question of, are they still not vegan by association? So because this was made from an actual skull, an actual human product, let's just call humans animals, an animal product was used to create the skull. It's not an ingredient. You wouldn't be consuming it. But my understanding is there are some, in order to be truly vegan, you wouldn't, for example, wear leather shoes, even though you're not consuming it, whatever. But the question is it non-vegan if the process to make it involved a scaffolding that was not vegan? So like, it doesn't seem that the chocolate, I mean, it's obviously not making direct contact with the skull. The skull, I assume, is cast, like in plaster or something. Then the mold is removed, the skull is removed, and then chocolate is put where the skull was. So it's not like the chocolate's actually touching the skull. However, it seems to me to be spiritually non-vegan. I don't know. It's like, is it non-vegan by association? But then if you start going down that road, is that like, well, what if I'm eating a salad, but the guy who made the salad had a bologna sandwich? So technically, the thing that supported the making of the bologna sandwich was not vegan, or the salad, sorry. The guy who made it wasn't vegan, so therefore it's not vegan. Is that similar to a skull mold? I'm going to weigh in with my opinion and say, no, not really vegan. Because I feel like it's not really in the spirit of the whole idea, which is not using animal parts, not consuming when there are viable alternatives. And it seems like there's a pretty simple viable alternative here to having a skull molded from an actual skull. Although, I guess those chocolate buttholes are fine, right? Because you're just making a cast of a butthole. You're not taking away someone's butthole. Also, I guess I don't know, because if it's just a skull of some dude who was dead anyway, so it's like 10 steps removed, but I'm still not totally convinced. I don't know how I feel about it. Not that the skull company cares, and not that I actually have a lot of investment in the question, but you know, it's something to ponder. If I'm eating a skull, have I gone awry in the world of, in my vegan ism-ness, goals, lifestyle? Have I made a mistake here? I'm not sure. So that, I guess that's the advice today is, if you want to be vegan and have chocolate, just stick to them buttholes.
My goddamn ones. Now you're Steve Frodo. He numbers Velocity. Develop.